is always a question what to play together with Kullervo, because it's a piece of 80 minutes and it needs something which is very strong and can stand with Kullervo. And so when we heard about this celebration, then I thought that, okay, this is a chance for us to commission a new piece. And I spoke to my good friend, Finnish composer Olli Kortekangas. And I told him that, okay, write something which is connected to the celebration and use the same forces as the Kullervo symphony, or the maximum is the same forces. And he took away only the baritone soloist. That is the starting point for that. And then when I spoke with Olli about the celebrations, we both felt very strongly that emigration is not like an old issue happened 100 years ago or 150 years ago. It's happening every day. And it's right now when we premiered the piece, it was a time when Syria, Libya, that war situation there sent people away. They had to leave their country. And so this kind of refugee challenge and situation, it's still with us. And I think that it's always going to be with us. People, for many reasons, they have to, for various reasons, they have to leave their own home and find life in new countries, in totally new culture.
How lovely is it to have included the national anthem, Finlandia, on this release? Again, such a live recording. It's stunning to hear this piece and all of these works played so incredibly well from live performances, but this had to be a lot of fun to include this version of Finlandia.
Even the orchestra version, as Sibelius wrote, is very strong. And he never wrote the choral part of that, but he agreed. When the choir people ask, is it possible to add the text? There's Mr. Koskenniemi who had written the text for the chorus parts, and Sibelius agreed that. So it's, in a way, it's such kind of, it's okay to perform that way. There is a version when the children's choir is doing the hymn, and now with the male choir, it's very strong. It gives even more emotional feelings, and I have to say that especially in the very end. Well, the hymn is always very touching, but in the very end when the male choir is singing those last bars of the work, it's very, very strong version. It's everyday work for us. We have to do hard work every week to put the programs together. But you're right. It's not an easy work to put together. It's always a challenge. But we just worked hard. And the orchestra is playing really well. So that's not a problem. And I think that this is a live recording edited from three different performances. And you can hear that we had a good time.